今日嘅讲题系怜恤嘅人有福了嘅第四讲。
Today's sermon topic is Blessed are the Merciful, Part 4。
请大家翻开圣经。
Let us open our Bibles。
我哋将今朝早上正道经文其中一节再一次读出嚟。
Let us read one of the verses of today's scripture。
新约圣经以弗所书五章一节。
The New Testament, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 1。
我哋揾到，我哋一齐读。
Let's read together。
所以你们该效法神。好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
因着天父上帝你的慈爱，我们能够再一次来到主的跟前。
Because of your tender mercy, Heavenly Father, we can come before you today.
恳求天父爱我们，爱我们到底。
Heavenly Father, may you love us and love us to the end.
让我们不单止得着十字架上的救恩。
So that we do not only attain the salvation on the cross.
更能够进入神你的真理当中。
But we also can enter into the truth.
以致我们一生行在真理的路上。
So that in the course of our whole life, we walk on the path of truth.
行在一条真正的平安路上。
We can walk on the path of true peace.
因为神你已经叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们身上。
Because God, you have let the rising sun come to us from heaven.
恳求恩主的宝血再一次洁净洗净我们的罪孽和过犯。
May the precious blood of our Lord once again cleanse our sins and transgressions.
恳求真理的圣灵引导我们进入真理当中。
May the spirit of truth lead us into the truth.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
在主面前同心感恩仰望祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，在过去的正道当中，我们再一次被提醒。
Brothers and sisters, in the previous sermons, we have been reminded.
我们的天父真是一位怜悯的天父。
Our Heavenly Father is truly a merciful Heavenly Father.
因为天父不单止赐下救主耶稣基督。
Because the Heavenly Father did not only send his beloved Son as our Lord and Savior.
让耶稣基督成为十字架上被杀的羔羊。
He allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to become the Lamb who was to be slain.
我们不单止因信耶稣基督。
And also besides because of the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
得着一个永恒永不失落的救恩。
We can receive a salvation which is eternal and it will never be lost.
我们更加能够得着耶稣基督那份丰盛永恒的生命。
We can also attain the eternal and rich life of Christ.
我们真的想象不到。
It is unimaginable.
原来当我们蒙恩归主的时候。
When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith.
救主耶稣基督就住在我们心里。
The Lord Jesus Christ dwells in our hearts.
要永恒地与我们同在。
He will be with us eternally.
而且当我们愿意常常去亲近主的时候。
And also when we are willing to always to draw near to him.
并且常常靠着主的恩典脱离污秽卑贱的事的时候。
And also if we want to flee from filthy things.
神给我们能够恩上加恩。
God will give us grace upon grace.
就是我们竟然得着神的份怜悯的心肠在我们里面。
And we will attain the tender mercy in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，即是神给人的恩典是眼睛未曾见过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过。
Dear brothers and sisters, the grace that God gives us is something that eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, and the heart has never conceived.
弟兄姊妹，我们人的心原本好像圣经所说，人心比万物都贵重。
Brothers and sisters, our heart is as described by the Bible. Our heart is filthy and deceived.
我们的心其实里面很多的污秽不洁。
There are a lot of impurities and deceitfulness in our heart.
很多的邪情私欲。
There are a lot of impure thoughts.
是想象不到的。
But unimaginably,
蒙恩归主之后，
after we come to Christ,
我们的心能够成为基督耶稣的心。
Our heart can become the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有主怜悯的心肠在我们里面。
We have the tender mercy of the Lord in our heart.
这份真是奇异的恩典。
This is truly amazing grace.
但弟兄姊妹，我们又面对一个很客观的事实。
Brothers and sisters, we also have to face a fact.
当我们得着这份恩典，神怜悯的心在我们里面的时候，
When we acquire this blessing and have the tender mercy of God in our heart,
我们同时面对一个非常非常大的挑战。
At the same time, we have to face a tremendous challenge.
就是怎样去实践和应用这份怜悯的心肠。
That is, how do we put this into practice and how do we apply it in our daily lives?
如果大家细心看圣经的时候，我们发现一件事情。
If you read the Bible carefully, you will realize one thing.
神是赐恩典的神。
God is the God of blessings.
神赐下众多的恩典给我们。
God has given us a lot of blessings.
有真理的恩典。
We have the blessing of the truth.
有信心的恩典。
We have the blessing of faith.
有爱心的恩典。
And we also have the blessing of love.
有怜悯心肠的恩典。
We have the blessing of tender mercy.
甚至乎很多物质上的恩典。
And also a lot of blessings of our material needs.
但是每一样的恩典都必须用真理来应用的。
But every kind of the blessings, we must apply it in truth.
如果当我们不能够用真理来应用这些恩典的时候呢
？If we cannot apply these blessings in truth,
它会产生很大的杀伤力。
Then there will be power of destruction.
如果当我们用真理来应用这些恩典的时候呢
？If we apply the truth to use these blessings,
却带来很多的帮助同埋好多的益处。
Then it will bring about tremendous benefits and help.
所以怜悯的心我们有了。
Therefore, after we acquire the tender mercy in our heart,
但是怎样实践和应用呢
？But how to put it into practice and apply it in our life?
却是我们必须面对的挑战。
This is a challenge we have to face.
在圣经当中给我们一个非常非常宝贵的提醒。
In the Bible, we have got a very precious reminder.
就是如果大家有看撒母耳记上的时候呢
？If you have read the book of 1 Samuel,
大祭司以利有怜悯的心。
Priest Eli has tender mercy.
来看待他两个的儿子。
He uses tender mercy to treat his two sons.
但很可惜，这份怜悯的心用错了。
But sadly, he applied this tender mercy incorrectly.
以致变成包庇、纵容、姑息罪恶。
So that he went into a condition of condoning sin, indulging others in sin, and turning a blind eye to sin.
最后不单止害了自己。
At the end, he did not only bring upon himself some harm.
亦都害了两个仔。
He also brought harm to his two sons.
害了他的媳妇。
His daughters-in-law.
害了他的孙儿。
And grandchildren.
更害了整个的以色列民族。
He also brought harm to the whole nation of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们华人有这个说话，其实都很宝贵的提醒。
Therefore, there is a Chinese saying which is a very precious reminder.
水能载舟，亦都能够覆舟。
Water can help the boat to go forward, but it can also overturn the boat.
意思就是说，水能够承载那只船。
It means that the water can let the boat sail on it.
水亦都能够击沉那只。
But the water can overturn the boat.
火能够带给人温暖。
Fire can bring warmth to people.
火亦都能够烧毁整个的城市。
But fire can burn down the whole city.
所以神很多的恩典是忠诚。
Therefore, a lot of God's blessings are neutral.
问题我们怎样去应用和实践。
The question is, how do we apply it?And put it into practice.
所以使徒保罗就切切提醒我们。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul sincerely reminds us.
就是刚才大家所读的一节经文。
That is the verse that we've read just now.
所以你们该效法神。
Be imitators of God, therefore.
学习神自己的样式去实践。和应用这份怜悯的心。
To follow God's pattern to use these blessings.
但当我们讲到说要效法神的榜样的时候呢
？But when we say being imitators of God.
去实践和应用这份怜悯的心的时候呢
？To put it into practice and apply it in our life.
我们必须紧紧记着。
We must surely remember this.
只有一个途径的。
There is only one way.
就是唯独圣经，只有圣经。
That is only the Bible and the Bible alone.
当我们说效法神的样式的时候呢
When we say being imitators of God,
不是在世间当中去找
You can't find it in the world.
不是听一个道理学说
You can't learn it just by listening to some theory.
乃是从圣经当中神的启示当中去学习神自己的样式
But from the scripture and from God's revelations, we have to learn it.
因为使徒保罗讲得很清楚
Because the Apostle Paul says it very clearly to us.
记载在提摩太后书的三章十六节和十七节
It is in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16-17
圣经都是神所默示的于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事
All scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness and they are useful, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
弟兄姊妹留意刚才所读的两节经文有一个非常宝贵的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, if you have noticed the two verses that we just read, there is a very precious reminder.
究竟什么是真正的善事呢？
What is truly good things?
人世间很多人看来是美是善的事。
A lot of things that people in the world regard as good and nice.
但如果从神的角度去看呢？
But if we look at from God's perspective,
只有按照圣经的真理去实践去进行的才是善事和美事。
These things can be good work if they are applied according to God's teaching.
如果我们不是按照神的真理的教导去启示去实践的话呢？
If we do not do it according to the revelation and teaching of the Bible and the truth,
一切在神面前就变成恶事和坏事。
Everything in the sight of God become evil work and bad work.
所以求主首先帮助我们一个心思意念。
Therefore,We ask God to help us in our attitude.
当我们说要效法神的榜样，
When we say that we are imitators of God,
去实践去应用这份怜悯的心的时候呢，
To put the tender mercy into practice and to apply it in our lives,
必须谨记，
We must remember,
唯独圣经，只有圣经，
Only scripture and the scripture alone.
而事实上在成本新旧约圣经当中呢，
And as a matter of fact, in the entire Bible, in the Old and New Testaments,
神有曾经四次去实践他那份的怜悯的心肠。
There are four times when he put his tender mercy into practice.
记载了在新旧约圣经当中。
They are recorded in the Old and New Testaments of the Bible.
成为我们学习的榜样。
Become examples that we can follow.
能够效法神的样式，
so that we can imitate God.
怎样能够实践和应用这份怜悯的心？
How to put it into practice and how to apply it in our lives.
四方面的实践分别记载了在创世纪的第六章第五和第六节。
The four aspects are recorded in book of Genesis chapter 6.
就是讲论到神的心中忧伤。
It tells us that God was grieved.
然后在约翰福音的十一章三十三到三十五节。
And then in the book of John chapter 11 verses 33 to 35,
讲到耶稣哭了。
It's written that Jesus wept.
然后在路加福音的十九章四十一到四十四节。
And then in Luke chapter 19 verses 41 to 44,
就是耶稣基督为耶路撒冷城哀哭。
The Lord Jesus Christ wept over the city of Jerusalem.
为他哀哭。
And he wept over the city.
然后最后在路加福音的二十二章第四十四节。
And finally in Luke chapter 2 verse 44,
耶稣基督在客西马利园祷告的时候，
while the Lord Jesus Christ was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
是极其伤痛。
He was in anguish.
神在这四次的表现呢，
in these four manifestations of God,
将他的怜悯的心肠全然的流露出来。
God has revealed completely his tender mercy.
亦都成为我们学习效法的榜样。
And there are also examples that we have to follow.
但是今天早上因为时间所限，
But today because of the constraint of time,
我相信我只能够跟大家分享头两部分。
I think I will just share the first two aspects.
分别就是耶稣哭了。
The first one is Jesus wept.
和心中忧伤。
And being grieved.
我们先来看第一部分我们可以实践和应用的部分。
Let's look at the first aspect that we can apply and put into practice.
我们打开圣经去到约翰福音十一章，我们看三十三到三十五节。
Let's open John chapter 11 verses 33 to 35.
我们看主耶稣基督怎样为我们示范这个榜样。
Let us see how the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrate to us this life pattern.
找到我们一起读。
Let's read together.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁，便说，你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说，请主来看。耶稣哭。
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept.
弟兄姊妹，经文的35节讲 讲论到耶稣哭了。
Brothers and sisters, the verse 35 tells us that Jesus wept.
记得在上个主日同大家在圣经神学里面分享到。
I remember that last week I shared with you during the Bible theology class.
现场的人以为耶稣基督的哀哭是为到死了的拉撒路。
People at the scene thought that the reason why the Lord Jesus wept was because of the death of Lazarus.
但当我们看圣经的时候呢，我们知道绝对不是这件事情。
But when we look at the Bible, we know that it's absolutely not that.
因为虽然拉撒路死了。
It is because although Lazarus died,
已经死了在坟墓里了。
He already died in the tomb.
甚至乎死到发臭了。
And his body began to have an odor.
但耶稣基督绝对不需要为他忧伤难过。
But the Lord Jesus Christ did not have to feel grieved for that.
因为耶稣基督一早已经知道。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ knew in advance,
他将要叫拉撒路从死里复活。
That he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead,
以彰显神的荣耀
to manifest the glory of God.
所以耶稣基督绝对不会为拉撒路去哀哭。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ absolutely did not cry because of Lazarus.
但从刚才所读的经文里面，我们知道。
But from the verses that we just read, we know that
耶稣基督的哭。
The reason why Jesus wept.
因为他看到玛利亚哀哭。
Because he saw Mary weeping.
看到一班的犹太人哀哭。
And he saw the Jews who had come along with her also weeping.
当时主怜悯的心肠被挑动。
At that time, the tender mercy of the Lord was aroused.
主和这班在哀哭当中的人感同身受。
He was empathetic with the people who were weeping at that time.
以致主耶稣哭了。
Therefore, Jesus Christ wept.
意思就是当我们看到人在艰难、缺乏、困难当中的时候，
Therefore, when we see people who are in difficulty and pain and in want,
如果我们里面真的有一份怜悯的心肠的话的时候，
If we have true tender mercy in our heart,
我们会有忧伤，我们会有难过，
Then we will feel sad and we will feel sorrowful.
我们甚至乎为到那些艰难痛苦的人，我们哀哭。
And we will even weep with those who are in sorrow and pain.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要看轻这几节经文的记载。
Brothers and sisters, do not overlook these few verses.
一方面，他讲到有怜悯的心的人应该有的表现。
On the one hand, it tells us those who have tender mercy in their heart, how they should manifest that.
就是我们会与哀哭的人一同哀哭。
That is, we will weep with those who weep.
弟兄姊妹，哀哭的人未必有怜悯的心肠。
Brothers and sisters, those who weep may not have tender mercy in their heart.
但有怜悯心肠的人一定哀哭。
But those who have tender mercy in their heart will definitely weep.
因为经上记着说，耶稣哭了。
Because it is written in the Bible.Jesus wept.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的有怜悯心肠的话的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if we truly have tender mercy in our hearts,
我们看到别人在艰难苦难当中的时候，
When we see people in difficulty and in pain,
看到人有缺乏有痛苦的时候，
When they are in need and they are in suffering,
我们理所当然都会为到人哀哭，
Then it is reasonable that we weep for these people.
但另外一方面很宝贵的提醒是什么？
But on the other hand, there is a precious reminder.
就是人究竟在最艰难、最痛苦、最缺乏的时候，最需要是什么？
That is what people actually need when they are in want and in difficulty.
这段经文提醒了我们一个很重要的信息。
The scripture tells us a very important message.
当人艰难、苦难、痛苦的时候，
When people are in pain, in difficulty and trouble,
最大的痛苦伤害不是外在的。
The greatest pain does not come from the external situation.
最大的痛苦是内心世界里面所承担的。
The biggest pain is from the heart which has to bear.
最大的痛苦和伤害是内心世界。
The greatest pain and hurt comes from the heart.
外在一切的事情都不能够去医治到这些伤害。
Everything from the external environment can not heal the situation.
但耶稣基督的榜样提醒我们一件事情。
But the example of the Lord Jesus Christ reminds us of one thing.
原来当我们与哀哭的人一同哀哭的时候，
When we weep with those who weep,
眼泪能够安慰人。
Our tears can comfort others.
眼泪能够医治人。
Our tears can heal others.
眼泪能够扶持人。
Our tears can encourage others.
眼泪能够坚固人。
Our tears can encourage others.
眼泪能够建立人。
Our tears can build up others.
人世间没有这套道理。
There is no such thing in the world.
所以当年约伯在他最痛苦的时候，
Therefore, at the time when Job was in his deepest grief,
三个朋友来到约伯面前的时候,
when his three friends came before him,
他们讲了很多很多的道理,
they said a lot of beautiful things,
却没有理解约伯心中那种痛苦和伤害,
but they did not comprehend the hurts and pains that Job was suffering.
所以最后并没有带给约伯的安慰,
therefore, at the end, they did not bring the comfort to Job,
反而加深了约伯那种的痛苦。
But on the contrary, they made the hurt and pain for Job even more.
弟兄姊妹，这个给我们非常宝贵的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this gives very precious reminder for us.
今天如果当我们见到一些人在水深火热当中的时候，
When we see people in deep trouble,
当他面对艰难、痛苦、祸患的时候，
When they face troubles and difficulty,
那时候都不是我们能够做什么的时候，
At that time, we can't do anything for them.
都不是我们能够说什么的时候，
It is not a time for us to say anything.
那时最需要的，
At that time, what is the most needed thing?
与哀哭的人一同哀哭，
is to weep with those who are weeping.
弟兄姊妹，今天懂说话的人很多。
Brothers and sisters, today there are a lot of people who know how to talk.
懂哀哭的人很少。
But not a lot of people who know how to weep.
很多时候我们的哭是为到自己的艰难。
Very often we weep is because of our difficulties.
为到自己所面对的痛苦和伤害。
We weep when we face our own difficulties and hurts.
但今天我们能够效法主的样式吗？
But today, can we follow the life pattern of the Lord?
当我们看到别人有痛苦有伤害的时候，
When we see people in pain and in hurt,
但愿我们怜悯的心肠被挑动，
I hope that our tender mercy in the heart can be stirred,
能够与哀哭的人一同哀哭。
We can weep with those who weep.
当我今早灵修的时候，
This morning when I was doing the devotion,
神都感动我突然间想起一幅的图画。
God moved me and let me reflect on a picture.
其中我在小朋友的时候的一个经历。
When I was a little child, I had such an experience.
其实这个经历影响了我一生。
This experience has affected my whole life.
已经五十几年的时间。
It has been more than 50 years.
这个经历一直影响着我。
But this experience has been always influencing me.
这个经历是什么呢？
What is this experience?
就是被妈妈用藤条打。
I was caned by my mother.
弟兄姊妹，我小个的时候都挺曳的。
When I was young, I was quite naughty.
我又是最大的一个。
I was the eldest in this family.
所以我妈妈在家就挂着一条藤条。
So my mother had a cane hanging on the wall.
成绩不好了。
If I did not do well in school,
曳了。
If I was naughty,
藤条就来了。
Then she would punish me with a cane.
我妈咪打我的时候呢，
When my mother hit me,
不是是这样的。
She did not do it lightly.
每一条藤条都有藤条印的。
Every beating would result in a mark.
今天很多的父母教养仔女的时候呢，不懂得用藤条打的。
Today, a lot of parents, when they teach their children, they do not know how to use punishment.
现代的教育绝对没有体罚的。
Nowadays, they do not encourage corporate punishment.
我跟弟兄姊妹说，
But I tell you, brothers and sisters,
大错特错。
This is wrong.
现代的教育，
The education nowadays,
害死了多少青少年人。
It has done harm to a lot of young people.
因为从来不会用执行纪律去处罚。
Because they never do discipline.
但圣经不是这样教导。
But it is not what is taught in the Bible.
教养我们的儿女要成为敬虔的后裔。
To teach our children to be godly people.
在他们小个的时候，
When they are young,
要用杖要用杆的。
We have to use the rod and the staff.
我妈咪已经用少了了，用藤条。
My mother only used the cane.
其实我妈咪不是打得我很多的。
She did not hit me very often.
整个人生当中不会超过十次。
In my whole life, it was less than 10 times.
小朋友很聪明的。
But children are very clever.
我妈咪一拎着藤条，
When she took out the cane,
其实都未打落嚟啦。
And before she started the hitting,
我第一个反应系咩咧？
What was my first reaction?
跪低。
I knelt down.
揸耳仔。
I pulled my ears.
跟住喊。
And then I cried.
其实都未打落去。
Before she started the hitting,
因为谂住梗系会打得细力啲啦。
And then I thought she will hit lighter.
打少啲啦。
or hit less.
但我妈咪老实不客气嘅。
But she did not do that.
次次都咁好味嘅。
Every time she did it in full force.
打落去之后咧
？After she hit me.
一定有条血痕出嚟嘅。
There will be a mark.
啊，点解我妈妈咁样对我咧
？Why did my mother do it to me?
佢从来冇打过我啲其他细佬妹嘅。
She did not hit my younger brothers and sisters.
因为我系最大嘅。
Because I was the eldest.
我妈妈有一个意念咧。
My mother had this thought.
教好大嗰个咧
？If I teach the first one well.
其他嗰啲就容易搞啦。
It's easier for the other ones to follow.
同埋佢对我期望最大。
And also she had the highest expectation for me.
但有一次打藤条嘅经历俾我不生难忘。
But in the caning, there was an experience which I will never forget.
就系当日我一次好曳嘅时候咧。
That time I was really very naughty.
妈妈就系一边边咁打落嚟嘅时候。
My mother hit me with a cane.
当时我睇到一幅嘅图画。
At that time, I saw a picture.
就系当我妈妈打我嘅时候咧。
When my mother hit me,
佢眼中流着眼泪水。
She had tears in her eyes.
我好记得我当时好大嘅反应。
I remember at that time, I have a very strong reaction.
我好似平时一样跪喺度。
I knelt down like the previous times.
我都揸住只耳仔。
I pulled my ears.
我大声咁喊。
I cried loudly.
但系当时嘅喊系真实嘅。
But at that time, the crying was real.
当时我大声咁。
That time I said loudly.
妈妈，我以后唔敢曳啦。
Mom, I will not be naughty anymore.
但系当时嘅喊唔系诈喊。
I was not pretending to cry at that time.
而系我睇到妈妈嘅眼泪嘅时候。
When I saw my mother's tears.
一个八九岁嘅小朋友。
At that time I was 8 or 9 years old.
已经深受感动。
I was deeply moved.
当时我话我以后唔会再曳啦。
At that time I told her I will not be naughty anymore.
系由心里面讲出嚟。
I said it from the bottom of my heart.
我同大家讲呢个见证系咩意思咧
？Brothers and sisters, why did I tell you this testimony?
藤条冇改变我嘅一生。
The cane did not change my life.
但系妈妈嘅眼泪却改变咗我嘅一生，直到如今。
But my mother's tears changed my life until now.
到我今天想起呢幅图画嘅时候咧
，Until today when I think of this picture，
唔单止主耶稣哭啦
，Not only did the Lord Jesus Christ weep，
我都大哭。
I also wept.
盼望弟兄姊妹喺圣经当中去学习。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that we can learn from the Bible.
要安慰人
to comfort others.
要医治人
to heal others.
要建立人
to build up others.
最好嘅工具
the best tool
系从怜悯心肠引发出嚟嘅泪水
It is the tears that come from the tender mercy of heart.
求主帮助我哋
May the Lord help us.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣哭了
Brothers and sisters, Jesus wept.
你有几多次哀哭
How many times have you wept?
为到别人喺艰难痛苦
To weep for others who are in trouble, in difficulty, and in pain.
第二方面嘅实践同埋应用喺边度咧
？The second aspect of putting it into practice and to apply in our life.
记载咗喺创世纪嘅第六章。
It is in Genesis chapter 6.
第五节同埋第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
揾到我哋一齐读下。
Let us read together.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain.
弟兄姊妹，呢两节经文记载咗喺旧约嘅时代。
Brothers and sisters, these two verses are recorded in the Old Testament time.
耶和华神当时心中忧伤。
The Lord, the God, was grieved at that time.
原因系为到佢所爱嘅人。
The reason was for the people that he loved.
当时人喺地上罪恶很大。
At that time, man's wickedness on earth.Had become great.
终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
当神睇到人喺罪恶过犯当中嘅时候
，When God see man in sins and transgressions.
当神睇到人罪恶很大嘅时候
，When God see how great man's wickedness on the earth had become.
神睇到人嘅思想尽都是恶嘅时候
，God saw that every inclination of the thoughts of man's heart heart was only evil all the time.
神心中忧伤。
God was grieved.
因为地上的人类都是神所爱。
Because the whole mankind was loved by God.
是神所要施恩怜悯的。
They are the people that God was going to give his mercy and blessings.
但是当他们在这样的光景的时候。
But when they are in such a situation.
神怜悯的心肠同样被挑动。
God's tender mercy was also being stirred.
神心中忧伤。
And he was grieved.
不单止这样。
Not only that.
神为什么会心中忧伤？
Why was God grieved?
因为神知道一件的事情。
Because God knew one thing.
哪里有罪恶？
Wherever there is sin.
哪里一定有痛苦和伤害？
There must be hurts and pains.
你在世界哪一个角落？
No matter which corner of the earth it is.
哪个国家？哪个民族？
Which country? Which people?
哪个群体？哪个家庭？
Which community of people? Which family?
只有罪恶的存在。
When there is existence of sin.
只有罪恶的发生。
When there is occurrences of sin.
一定带给很多人的痛苦和伤害。
Certainly, it will bring upon pains and hurts to a lot of people.
而且还有一件事情。
And also, there is one more thing.
公义的神知道。
The righteous God knows.
罪必然带来神公义的审判和刑罚。
Sin will certainly bring upon God's righteous punishment and judgment.
事实上因为当时的境况是这样的时候，
Because of what was happening at that time,
神已经准备用洪水毁灭全世界。
God was going to destroy the whole world with a great flood.
哦，但因为这样的时候，
But because of that,
公义慈爱的神就心中忧伤。
The righteous and loving God was grieved.
弟兄姊妹，这个成为我们效法的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, this becomes an example that we follow.
弟兄姊妹，你和我都活在这个世界上。
Brothers and sisters, you and I live in this world.
我们旁边很多的人。
We have a lot of people around us.
甚至乎很多人是我们所爱的。
A lot of people are those that we loved.
和我们有很亲密的关系的。
They have intimate relationship with us.
但如果当我们看到他在罪恶过犯当中的时候，
But when we see them in sins and transgressions,
我们的心有忧伤有难过吗？
Do we feel pain and grieved in us?
我们会看到他们将来的结果吗？
Can we see their final result?
如果真的有这样的看见的话呢？
If you have this perception,
我们的怜悯的心一定被挑动。
Then our tender mercy will be stirred.
我们会好像神一样心中忧伤。
We will be like God, we will be grieved.
所以有怜悯心肠的人，
For those who have tender mercy in their hearts,
不单止与哀哭的人同哀哭，
Not only do they weep with those who weep,
用眼泪去医治去安慰那些在苦难当中的人。
They heal and comfort others with their tears.
但是当我们看到别人在罪恶当中受捆绑的时候，
But when we see people under the bondage of sin,
我们心中同样有忧伤有难过。
Similarly, we are grieved in our hearts.
但如果弟兄姊妹好好看创世纪第六章的时候呢，
If you read Genesis chapter 6 carefully,
我们发现一件事情，
You will discover one thing.
神单止心中忧伤。
God was not only grieved.
在那时候他吩咐挪亚做了一件事情。
At that time, he also commanded Noah to do one thing.
就是建造方舟。
That is to build an ark.
建造方舟不单止为到那些动物。
Building an ark was not only prepared for the animals or creatures.
其实也是为到神所爱的人。
But also for those who God loved.
虽然最后是只是挪亚的一家八口进入方舟。
At the end, although only Noah's family of eight entered the ark.
但如果弟兄姊妹留意挪亚在建造方舟的同时，
But if you have taken notice, at the time when Noah was building the ark.
那段时间有120年。
That duration was 120 years.
120年里面，挪亚不单止建造方舟。
During the 120 years, Noah did not only build the ark.
圣经记载了在那段时间里面，挪亚同时传义道。
At the same time, the Bible tells us that at that time Noah was preaching the righteous way.
一个神仁爱公义的道。
The message of God's love and righteousness.
如果弟兄姊妹好好睇圣经嘅时候，乜嘢系？ 義道呢?
If you read the Bible carefully, what is God's righteousness?
就是一方面按照神的公義，人在罪當中必須面對審判和刑罰。
That is, on one hand, according to God's righteousness, everyone needs to face God's judgment and punishment.
但是神不是要人滅亡。
But God's purpose was not to let people perish.
神乃是要人人悔改。
But God wants everyone to repent.
離開罪惡歸向神。
To turn away from sin and return to God.
脫離罪所帶來的痛苦和傷害。
To be freed from the bondage of sin and hurt.
逃避神公義的審判和刑罰。
And also to avoid God's righteous judgment and punishment.
這個就是神的義道。
This is the righteous message of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多人都講傳道。
Today a lot of people say preaching the gospel.
但未必是傳義道。
But they may not be preaching the righteous way of God.
義道不是單止講一些真理的範疇。
The righteous message of God does not only talk about something about the truth.
因為神所啟示的真理都有一個終極的取向。
Because all the truth revealed by God have an ultimate goal.
就是叫人悔改離開罪惡歸向神。
That is to help people to turn away from sin to return to God.
能夠進入神所預備的方舟。
And to enter into the ark that God has prepared.
这个是神的心意。
This is God's will.
所以神一方面心中忧伤。
Therefore, on the one hand, God was grieved.
神要审判全地。
God was going to judge the whole world.
神同时提醒挪亚要建立方舟传义道。
At the same time, God commanded Noah to build an ark and to preach the message.
这个是当时神给我们一个怜悯的心带来的实践的榜样。
This is an example that God has taught us to put it into practice.
所以就给我们非常宝贵的提醒了，这段经文。
Therefore, this passage gives us a very important reminder.
当我们如果今天看到一些人在罪恶过犯当中，
Today, when we see people who are in sins and transgressions,
他们被罪恶所捆绑不能够脱离。
They are under the bondage of sin and cannot be freed.
一方面我们心中忧伤。
On the one hand, we feel grieved.
因为这个罪恶必然害了很多的人。
Because these sins will certainly hurt a lot of people.
不单止带给他们犯罪作恶的人。
Not only the people who do sins and evil.
也都带给旁边的人很多的痛苦和伤害。
But will also bring upon a lot of pains and sorrow to the people around them.
这些是我们属灵里面所看见。
This is our spiritual insight.
所以我们会有难过，会有忧伤。
Therefore, we will feel grieved.
甚至乎为到这些人哀哭。
And even we may weep for these people.
但如果这份怜悯的心肠是真的话呢，
But if this tender mercy is true,
我们一定同时间做一件事，
Then we will do another thing at the same time.
就是必然指责罪恶，纠正罪恶，引导人离开罪恶。
Then we will certainly condemn sin, we will correct sin, and to lead other people to turn away from sin.
所以怜悯的心的实践和应用不单表达在眼泪的里面。
Therefore, to put the tender mercy into practice and to apply it in our life, it is not only expressed by our tears,
也都表达在行动上。
It is also expressed by our actions.
必然指责罪恶。
We will certainly condemn sin.
必然纠正罪恶。
We will certainly correct sin.
必然引导帮助人离开罪恶。
We will certainly lead other people to turn away from sin.
所以弟兄姊妹同样，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, similarly,
指责罪恶的人未必有真实怜悯的心。
Those who condemn sin may not truly have tender mercy in their heart.
但有怜悯心的人一定指责罪恶。
But those who have tender mercy in their hearts, they will certainly condemn sin.
而且指责罪恶的人一定要有一份怜悯的爱才会这样做。
And also, those who condemn sin must have merciful love in their heart.
因为指责罪恶的人从来都没有好下场。
Because those who condemn sin will certainly face very difficult consequences.
如果大家好好看旧约的先知，
If you look at the prophets in the Old Testament,
到新约的道成肉身的主耶稣基督，
And the Lord Jesus Christ who was word became flesh,
到新约的众使徒，
and also the apostles in the New Testament,
在教会历史当中的神的仆人，
and the various servants throughout the history of the church,
每一个指责罪恶、纠正罪恶的神的仆人都从来没有好的结果。
Every one of God's servants who condemned sin and who corrected sin did not have easy consequences.
因为在罪恶当中的人最不喜欢就是被人指责罪恶。
Because those in sin do do not like people to point out their sins.
但有怜悯嘅心嘅神嘅仆人却一定指责罪恶。
But God's servants who have tender mercy in their heart, they will certainly condemn sin.
指责罪恶、纠正罪恶有两个原因。
There are two reasons why they condemn sin and correct sin.
第一，因为我哋爱嗰啲喺罪当中嘅人。
First, because we love those who are sinning.
我哋希望佢悔改回转。
We hope that they will repent and turn away from sin.
亦都避免旁边嘅人承受更多嘅痛苦同埋伤害。
And in order to avoid other people around them have to suffer more pains.
第一个原因，我哋一定会指责罪恶。
Therefore, the first reason why we condemn sin.
第二个原因，我哋指责罪恶系为到旁边嘅人。
The second reason is for the people around them.
嗰啲仍然未喺罪恶过犯当中嘅人。
Those who are not yet in sins and transgressions.
佢哋有所警。
So that they will have this warning.
他们有所警惕。
So that they will be warned.
他们不要走上这条同样在罪恶过犯当中的人生道路。
They will not walk on the same path of those who sin and do evil.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看到神自己的榜样。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see the examples of God himself,
跟世上的人很不同。
It is very different from people in the world.
世上的人见到罪恶的时候呢?
When people in the world, when they see sin,
他可能会是充满愤怒和
They may be filled with anger and fury and hatred.
神却是心中忧伤。
But God was grieved in his heart.
世人看到很多罪恶的时候呢?
When people in the world, when they see sin,
很多时候做好好先生、好好太太。
They are trying to be nice.
不愿意出声。
They are not willing to say anything.
宁愿明哲保身。
They would rather to keep themselves out of trouble.
因为必然知道有不好的结果。
Because certainly they know that they will have to face very difficult consequences.
但神却不是这样做。
But God did not do that.
由创世直到耶稣基督荣耀再来。
From Genesis to the day when the Lord Jesus come again in glory.
全本新旧约圣经的记载。
The entire Bible, the Old and New Testaments.
神一直一直指责罪恶，纠正罪恶。引导人离开罪恶。
Time and time again, God has condemned sin.Correct sin and lead people to turn away from sin.
因为神的心是一份怜悯的心。
Because God has tender mercy in his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，为到人类的罪恶，神心中忧伤。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, God was grieved because of the sins of the world.
神吩咐挪亚传义道。
God commanded Noah to preach the righteous message.
纠正罪恶，指责罪恶。
To correct sin and to condemn sin.
今日我哋同样会为到人喺罪恶当中有难过有忧伤嘛。
Today, do we feel grieved and sorrowful for people when they are in sin?
我哋同样会指责罪恶。纠正罪恶嘛。
Do we similarly condemn sin and correct sin?
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
最后我都想用一个我自己睇到一个非洲难民嘅经历一个感想同大家分享作为今日嘅结束。
Finally, I want to conclude today's message with a reflection of an African refugee.
同呢个心中忧伤有啲嘅关。
It has some connection with being grieved.
唔知弟兄姊妹有冇留意报纸嘅新闻嗬?
I don't know if you have noticed the news.
有一个年轻的非洲难民的母亲
There is a young mother of an African refugee.
有一次载住三个儿女
Once she took her three children.
架车撞咗入河里面
The car went into the river.
三个小朋友由几岁到几岁的都浸死了
She had three young children. They were all drowned.
起初她跟警察说这个是交通意外
At first, she told the police that it was a traffic accident.
但最后她承认是他谋杀这三个的儿女。
But at the end, she admitted that she murdered these three children.
他最近被告上法庭。
Now she is being tried in the court.
被控三项的谋杀罪名。
She was being accused of three counts of murder.
当时我在报章看到他一幅的照片。
I saw her photograph on the newspaper.
他被戴上手铐。
She was on handcuffs.
被戴上囚车的时候。
She was taken to the police car.
我看到他的眼神
I saw her eyes.
当时我感觉是什么
At that time, what did I feel?
这个非洲难民的妈妈
This African refugee mother
已经是一个死人
She was already a dead person.
已经是一个活死人
She was a living but dead person.
我看到她这幅照片的时候
When I saw this picture,
我一直在喊出来
I wept.
原因为什么
Why?
我想回这个母亲
When I reflect on this mother,
她一定今天在世上被很多人的指责
She must be condemned by a lot of people in the world.
咁丧尽天良嘅事情都做得出。
Such heartless thing, how could she do that?
亲手杀死咗自己几个仔女。
She murdered her own 3 children.
啊，真系唔系人。
She is not humane.
佢最后要唔要坐监，我唔知道。
I don't know whether or not at the end she has to be sent to prison.
但我为到呢个非洲难民嘅母亲。一直哀哭到如今。
But I have been weeping for this African refugee.
好多时候我晚上去谂起佢嘅时候咧
，At night, sometimes when I think of her,
我喺梦中都会喊出嚟。
I would weep in my dream.
点解我有啲咁嘅感觉咧
？Why do I have such feeling?
原因我有一个唔同嘅睇见。
Because I have a different insight.
呢个母亲生长喺非洲战乱嘅地方。
This mother grew up in a war zone in Africa.
青少年嘅成长期一定喺好多嘅苦难当中。
She must have been in a lot of difficulty when she was growing up.
一定从来冇好日子过过。
She must have undergone unsettled times.
最后佢能够有机会成为难民嚟到澳洲呢个地土啦。
At last, she could come to Australia on the status of a refugee.
佢有家庭啊。
She had a family.
最后佢生咗七个嘅儿女。
At the end, she had 7 children born to her.
都系好细个嘅。
They are all very young.
但喺个时候咧
，But at that time,
佢个同事系难民嘅。
And her husband, who was also a refugee,
因为有第三者嘅缘故
，because she had someone outside the marriage,
就抛弃佢哋
，he abandoned them.
哇！当时我谂到佢嘅内心世界所承受嘅痛苦，嗬。
At that time, I was reflecting on what sort of pain she must have been undergone.
唔系人嘅力量所能够承载。
It's very hard to be born.
当然，魔鬼撒旦亦都会嚟搅扰同埋破坏。
And also, the devil Satan would come to stir up
一个难民
，a refugee.
一个七个孩子的母亲
，A mother of 7 children，
被丈夫抛弃了。
She was abandoned by her husband。
当时佢里面嗰种痛苦同埋伤害，超过佢所能够承受。
At that time, the pains and hurts inside her was more than she could bear。
最后佢做咗呢个人睇嚟丧尽天良嘅事。
At that time, she did something which was heartless in people's eyes。
我记得我曾经同师母讲过。
I remember I said to my wife。
佢以后嘅日子其实死咗好过做人。
Her time in future。Will be more difficulty than being dead.
在嚟紧嘅岁月，佢点样面对自己
？How could she face this in the coming years?
佢系一个杀死三个儿女嘅母亲。
She is the mother who murdered her 3 children.
佢系一个谋杀犯。
She is a murderer.
佢仲活落去，佢点样能够活落去
？How can she live on?
所以我同师母讲，其实佢系一个活嘅死人。
Therefore, I told my wife she is a dead but living person.
除非佢遇到主耶稣基督。
Unless she encounters the Lord Jesus.Christ,
除非佢嘅罪得到赦免
，unless her sin is forgiven，
除非佢内心世界嘅苦毒、仇恨、痛苦得到医治
，unless she has healing in her heart for the pain and bitterness，
否则佢以后漫长嘅人生一定系一个非常痛苦嘅人生。
Otherwise, in the years to come, they must be very sorrowful for her.
但弟兄姊妹，我仲同时睇到另外一幅图画。
Brothers and sisters, at the same time, I could see another picture.
系今日世人好忽略。
It is neglected by a lot of people in the world.
世人都冇反应。
A lot of people don't have any reaction to it.
几多人嘅焦点放喺呢个非洲难民嘅母亲身上
？How many people's focus is on the African mother?
佢嘅丈夫咧
？Where is her husband?
佢嘅丈夫接受新闻记者访问嘅时候，你知唔知佢点样讲
？When he was interviewed by the reporters, what did he say?
佢话佢唔明呢个母亲点解会做咗啲咁丧尽天良嘅事。
He said he did not understand why this mother would do this heartless thing.
佢话佢唔明。
He said he did not understand.
但其实如果我哋属神嘅儿女去睇呢件事
，But for us God's children, if we look at this thing，
真正丧尽天良嘅系呢个丈夫啊
，The heartless one was this husband，
呢个七个孩子嘅父亲啊
，This father of 7 children，
因为自己一啲嘅私欲，佢宁愿抛妻弃子
，Because of his sinful desire。He would rather abandon his wife and children.
佢从来冇谂过被抛弃嘅人内里所承受嘅痛苦同埋伤害。
He never would think of how much pain and hurt these people being abandoned would have to bear.
佢唔知道真正杀死咗佢太太嗰个系佢自己啊。
He did not know that the one who truly killed the wife was himself.
真正杀死咗佢三个儿女嘅系佢啊。
The one who truly killed the children was he.
唔单止咁啊。
Not only that.
仲有活喺世上呢四个仔女啊。
And also the four living children.
佢哋以后点样面对佢嘅人生啊
？How could they face their life afterwards？
有一个抛弃佢嘅父亲。
They have a father who abandoned them。
有一个杀死佢兄弟姊妹嘅母亲。
They have a mother who killed their siblings。
喺一个破碎嘅家庭当中长大。
They would grow up in a broken family。
佢会成为一个正常人吗
？Will they become normal people？
佢将来点样面对佢家庭、婚姻、儿女啊
？How will they face their family, marriage, and children？
啊，弟兄姊妹，其实呢种情况喺呢个世界上非常非常之普遍。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very common phenomenon in the world.
我哋做牧养嘅
，We are doing the job of shepherding.
喺度好多青少年人
，We can see a lot of young people.
佢哋今日活得好痛苦
，Today they live in pain.
活得好无奈
，They are hopeless.
活得好冇安全感
，They don't have the sense of security.
心中存在着好多个伤害
，They have a lot of hurts in their hearts.
原因佢哋好多时候都有伤。同类似嘅经历
，It is because they have similar experiences.
但弟兄姊妹，你知唔知最大嘅悲哀系乜嘢
？Brothers and sisters, what is the greatest suffering?
嚟到现今嘅世代
，Until this present age,
有几多人会去指责呢啲嘅父亲、呢啲嘅丈夫啊
？How many people will condemn this kind of husband and father?
大家都见怪不怪噶啦
，They do not feel surprised.
抛妻弃子，人之常情啦。
It is normal to abandon the wife and children.
唔啱咪分开咯。
If they don't like it, they can separate.
各行各路咯。
They walk their own way.
点谂到呢个罪恶所带嚟嘅痛苦和伤害系何等嘅深远
？How can they imagine how deep and how far-fetched are the pains and hurts？
而家大家你睇下今日喺现今世代当中
，If you look at things around us in the present age，
你几时见到有人指责呢啲嘅罪恶
？How often do you see people condemning this kind of sin？
但圣经有指责啊。
But the Bible does condemn。
如果大家睇马太基书嘅。
If you read the book of Malachi,
抛弃妻子的人
those who abandon their wife,
是诡诈的人
they are deceitful person,
是神所憎厌的人
they are people detested by God,
不是流传道讲的
it is not said by me,
是万军之耶和华这样讲的
but it is said by the Almighty God,
但很可惜
but sadly,
来到现今的世代
when we come to the present age,
当我们指责这些罪恶的时候
when we condemn these sins,
很多人都不喜欢听
a lot of people do not like to hear
有人听完流传到呢方面嘅讲解咧
，Some people after hearing me in this aspect，
啊，佢咪唔嚟教会咯
？He will not come to church anymore。
佢咪唔嚟查经咯
？He will not come to Bible study。
但系流传到仍然继续去讲。
But I will continue to speak that。
因为呢个系神俾我哋嘅榜样。
Because this is an example that God gives to us。
当睇到人喺罪恶过犯当中嘅时候
，When we see people in sin and transgressions，
唔单止心中忧伤难过
，Not only do we feel grieved,
更加愿意去指责罪恶，纠正罪恶。
But we are willing to condemn sin and to correct sin.
弟兄姊妹，神嘅榜样唔难学习。
Brothers and sisters, it is not hard to imitate from God's examples.
亦都唔难去记忆嘅。
And it is not hard to remember.
亦都唔难去实践。
It is not hard to put into practice.
如果我哋真系天父上帝嘅儿女
，If we are truly the children of God,
我哋有亲近主
，If we draw near to God,
我哋有脱离卑贱。
If we turn away from ignoble things,
我哋里面有怜悯嘅心。
If we have tender mercy in our heart,
我哋有真理。
If we have truth,
我哋愿意效法主嘅样式。
We are willing to follow the life pattern of the Lord.
我哋能够实践。
Then we can put it into practice.
今朝早上我只系希望大家记住两句嘅经文嘅啫。
This morning I want you to remember two verses.
就系第一系耶稣哭了。
The first one is Jesus wept.
第二系心中忧伤。
The second one is being grieved.
还有第三、第四方面的实践，就留翻两个主日崇拜之后的正道了。
I will leave my third aspect of life application to the next sermon.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父，我们同心恳求你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask of you.
刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
The hymn that we just sang.
是我们的心愿。
It is our desire.
主，我愿像你。
Lord, oh, to be like thee.
今天人世间所有的痛苦和伤害。
Today, the pains and hurts in the world.
乃来于人已经不像主。
It is because they are not like thee.
我们是天父上帝的儿女。
Lord, we are the children of God.
我们是因 信耶稣基督的基督圣徒。
We are saints who become saints because the faith in the Lord.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
赐给我们一份怜悯的心肠。
Give us a tender mercy in our heart.
更愿意效法主你的样式。
And the willingness to imitate the Lord.
去怜悯周遭的世人。
To be merciful to the people around us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
与哀哭的人同哀哭。
To weep with those who weep.
学习以眼泪去安慰人，去医治人。
To learn how to comfort and heal others with our tears.
亦都为到人喺罪当中，我哋有忧伤难过。
And also to feel grieved when we see people in sin.
亦都赐俾我哋有爱心去指责罪恶。纠正罪恶。
And give us the love to condemn sin and to correct sin.
主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
亦都医治我们当中有受痛苦伤害的人。
And heal us, those of us who are in pain and hurt.
因为主，你一直为我们哀哭。
Because Lord, you have been weeping for us.
你知我们心中忧伤难过。
You know that we are grieved in our heart.
主，你的眼泪能够医治我们。
Lord, your tears can heal us.
我们的祈祷感恩仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.